Good morning. We'll begin the May 23rd, 2006 Sussex County Council with the Lord's Prayer, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and glory forever. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the agenda. Entertained a motion, gentlemen.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Phillips to approve the agenda for May 23rd as in printed form. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones is out of the room. Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Reading correspondence, Mr. Griffin.
I told him to wait.
I don't think I have any this morning.
Administrative Assistant Hal Godwin. Revenue sharing for local law enforcement. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. Before you this morning, I have a request from the town of South Bethany that they might draw the remaining balance from their local law enforcement grant for the current budget, where they have purchased some computer adapters and emergency equipment. Their purchase was actually over $1,100, but remaining in their account is $1,047.97, of which they would like to petition your approval for us to pass that forward to them. They will then have drawn down with their full $25,000 for this year.
You have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Dukes to allow $1,040.97 from South Bethany's remaining law enforcement revenue sharing money to complete their $25,000 for the year. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Godwin. Mr. Stickles?
Gentlemen, I have two items this morning. I'll start with the administrator's report. The Sussex County offices will be closed Monday, May 29th to allow for employees to observe Memorial Day holiday. Offices will reopen Tuesday, May 30th, 2006 at 8:30 a.m. And the second item is Sussex County Council will meet on Tuesday, May 30th, 2006 at 3 p.m. for a special council meeting. Council will be in executive session to discuss personnel issues. The second item I have is a presentation of the 2007 budget. This will take about 15 minutes. This will bring to you what Mr. Baker and Mrs. Webb and I have been working on for the last 5 months. We hope you will be pleased with it. In front of you, everyone should have the budget numbers in this book. Does everyone have their...
I got mine.
You have yours. Mr. Cole, you have your budget numbers.
Yeah.
You need a copy?
I got it all here in front of me.
Okay. And then the other document is the budget letter.
I'm proud of you.
If you will turn to the, just past the signature page, we'll show you the graphics that we would like to go over. And then we also have, for your enjoyment, a PowerPoint presentation. We will start with the graphics.
Who's got Bob?
Okay?
Yep. Now, which book are we in here? Wait, all
we're going to go to the budget letter.
Right after page 91.
Yeah. All the way in the back. Okay,
all the way, if you go just past the signature page.
Back here. All right. Back of the book already.
As stated. Can you hear me?
Nope.
This isn't on?
Yep.
Okay.
Smart, Sarah.
The Budget Committee, which is comprised of myself as the administrator, Mr. Baker, the finance director, and Ms. Webb, director of accounting, have spent about 5 months putting this together with the assistance of the department heads and their staff. We do appreciate the help they have given us. A lot of times at the spur of the moment, we call them and say we need some numbers in a hurry, and they have to drop what they're doing and provide these numbers to us. We appreciate that. And Bill Townsend also has been a help. A lot of times we need some numbers from the other counties, and he and Mr. Cordry have been helpful in putting those together for us. Every year we try to come up with a theme for the budget, something that we try to relate to that looks at why things are changing, what's going up. Last year, the theme of the budget was the growth continues. We looked at why was the growth continuing, and we looked at outside influences continuing, people moving here, a building boom, affordability. This year, we came up with the theme, and the theme is the next generation. Obviously, after being here for almost two decades, which is a generation normally, the next generation is going to be the management. And it's not just myself that Leon Collins is retiring this year, Director of Utility Billing. And then we determined that there are 15 senior managers who are also eligible to retire in 2007, and think that that is something that the council should be aware of, looking at who is going to replace these senior managers. In most cases, we believe that there are people in those departments that are very capable of moving in and taking over. There also may be need, though, to look the outside and feel that that is something that should be focused on this year to see if we need to start grooming existing employees to take over, or does the council want to look at the outside and bring in someone else for the next management of the county government. Also, we feel there's a need to focus on building expansion. No one would have ever thought 10 years ago in 1996 when we occupied this building that we would be outgrowing it. And the Budget Committee is recommending that the council look at building a 40,000 square foot administrative annex building on East Pine Street. There's $7.5 million in this year's budget that would be added to the $2 million that is already in our CIP fund to build a new building that would house engineering. It would put engineering back under one roof again. As you know, the Public Works Department is out at the West Building. This would put engineering all back under one roof again, so there would not be fragmented where they are. And the other portion would be that we would have a much-needed record retention center, a very comprehensive record retention center. The size of the building would be very similar to this building, but would not have a council chambers and administrative, but it would be sort of like the back portion. The record retention center would be very similar to the size of the recorder of deeds office and would be very much needed. It would be a complete new department with probably 3 to 4 employees would all would be needed to be hired to occupy the entire building. We also have acquired over the years enough space in the town of Georgetown to occupy the parking. The $15 million would also include 3 satellite parking places, and this would give us enough parking to comply with the town of Georgetown's ordinances. We would not need a waiver for that, and it would be enough funding. We also are pleased that this would not need to raise property taxes to pay for this facility, and it also would not be a need to borrow money. It would continue with the type of financing that the Budget Committee has had over the years, and it would be a pay-as-you-grow type facility, so we are pleased with that, and it's what is going to be needed. The other area that we're concerned about is energy inflation, and we've dealt with this budget. The prices of energy is very volatile. We are looking at a 94% increase from Delmarva Power. To give you an example, we're paying about $73,000 in FY06 to purchase electric for this building. Next year, in FY07, we're looking at $153,000 to purchase the same electric for this building, and it is something that we would have to address this year. So normally, we look at one area of concern in a budget, and this year, we're looking at 3. We felt that this has been a very complex budget for this year. To no one's surprise, property taxes are not increasing this year. This would be the 16th consecutive year. And anyone who follows county finances knows that our finances are not based on property taxes. Our finances have been based on fee-driven. We charge people for the services that we provide them, and that includes realty transfer tax. Realty transfer tax is a service fee, and over the years, we've been very good at making people pay for the services they're providing, and this year is not any different. Total spending for FY 2007 is $140 million. This compares to $137 million last year. This is a 2.16% increase. This is almost a no-growth budget. When you consider the increases that we have to pay for energy and then the health care benefits, this is almost a no-growth budget. This compares to, as I stated earlier, $137 million last year. The general fund, $57.1 million, compares to $55.3 million last year. Capital improvement of $19.6 million compared to $14.3 last year. And this is, once again, 7.5 for the new building. Community development of $1.2 million, $32 million for O&M for water and sewer as we continue to add more sewer users, eliminating failing septic systems and holding tanks. This is an increase from $27.6 million the previous year and $30 million for continued wastewater users. Excuse me. Where the money comes from, realty transfer tax. $28.6 million in the FY 07 budget. This money will be used between general fund and capital expenditures. Fees and services will generate $13.3 million during the year. Those who follow the county will remember that we've increased services fees this year. We raised the fees in the sheriff's department 17% to help try to cover some of our costs. We've raised the fees in building code department this year to cover costs. We raised the fees, as Mr. Dukes knows, in the Board of Adjustment fees. He was one of the first ones to have to pay the new fees this year. We raised fees for planning and zoning. Unlike the state of Delaware, who's trying to fund the Department of Motor V based on 1965 fees, we tried to make sure that if you're using the fees, you should be paying for it. We shouldn't try to subsidize someone's fees based on built property tax. Appropriated reserves will use $11 million this year. Ms. Webb will talk about those further in her presentation. Property tax make up $11 million of a $57 million general fund budget. And we will receive $4.9 million from the state of Delaware. Once again, the county will fund 60% of the paramedics. If you remember, 3 years ago now, the state of Delaware changed the formula where they're only paying 40% of the paramedic program, where they used to pay 60%. This is an additional $2 million cost to Sussex County. Where the money goes, paramedics will once again be our biggest single expenditure, $12.3 million. Overall, we will be spending $21 million for public safety, and we'll speak about that later in the presentation. The second biggest expenditure will be property acquisition and building expansion of $10 million. Finance and data processing, $8.5 million. Economic development, industrial park, airport will have $6.8 million. We continue to expand, bringing in additional jobs to the airport and expansion. In 1988, my first year with the county, we had an income of about $12,000 a year from rent from the airport. This year, we'll have over $250,000 in rent from the airport. We have 12 businesses at the industrial park that have an annual income of payroll of over $14 million.
Good morning. The county is once again pleased to provide funding for the open space program in partnership with the Sussex County Land Trust. This is a program that we're really proud of. The county's committed to putting 10% of our excess revenue over expenditures into this program, and in fiscal year 2005, June 05, our actual was $11.8 million. So that makes this year's budget contribution $1.1 million. Over the last 5 years, we've contributed $6.4 million into this program. We also have $300,000 in the budget.